Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Yud Beis. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph and Beis right after the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Beis. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, and Hashem Shavon Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Matis Kleidman, Lezecha Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, the Nesham Shevin Aliyah, and also sponsored again by the virtual Halacha program, which will be beginning Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida after Sukkot. So today what we're going to talk about is the following. We had mentioned the Machlokas in the Mishnah at the end of yesterday's shiur about a Karban Pesach that shechted in the morning, Shalo Lishma. Do we consider that to be a Pesach Shalo Bizmano, where the Halacha is that it's going to be kosher like a Shlamim? Or do we consider that to be a Pesach Bizmano, where Shalo Lishma is possible? So we had mentioned that the Shita of Ben Beseira is that it's possible as if it were shechted Bizmano. So the Gemara is going to have two different opinions as to whether Ben Beseira holds that a Pesach is actually allowed to be shechted in the morning, meaning maybe Ben Beseira just has an entirely different opinion about what the Zman of a Karban Pesach is. So first we're going to explore the Shita that holds that Ben Beseira thinks you're allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach in the morning of Erev Pesach, and how he derives that, and we're going to have many, many questions on that Shita, and then we'll go through the second opinion of what Ben Beseira holds. Then the Gemara is going to have two opinions of when they could be makdish the Karban Pesach without a problem of dichui. Dichui means that that at some point it wasn't ratui to be used as a Karban, and then later on we're going to want to make it kosher again. Well, the Karban Pesach, at any point that you're makdish it, you got to first get through the morning, which is a time where most assume you're not allowed to be makar of the Karban Pesach. So why is that not a problem of dichui? And that's going to bring us into a whole discussion of the concept of dichui. We're going to apply the din of dichoy to balei chayim, or discuss whether you have a din of dichoy by live animals or only by animals that are already shechted. Then the Gemara is going to have three different cases of dichoy and why we need each of those cases. And then in the middle of Avin Beis, we're going to have three different possible sources for the Shita of Ben Azai, who holds that an ola shelo lishma is pasul. So that's a different sugya, meaning we went through the different opinions as to which karbanos are pasul. So we said that the first Mishnah in our Masechta, Pesach and Chatas. But Ben Azai said, no, I heard from Shivim Zakenim that Kol Hazvachim HaNe'echolin that are Shalol Lishmo are kosher except for Pesach and Chatas. But an Ola is not Ne'echol, so an Ola also is on the list of that which is Shalol Lishmo, right? We had a possibility that Asham is on the list. Now we're going to have a possibility that Ola is on the list. And we're going to try to figure out, where did Ben Azai get the idea that a Karban Ola is also possible Shalol Lishmo? Three possible sources for the Shita of Ben Azai. So let's begin at the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Machshir Ben Beseira BePesach Sheshchato Shachris Bar Basar Lishmo Dekuli Al Zimnehu. That Ben Beseira holds that a Pesach is allowed to be brought on the morning of Erev Pesach. Does not have to be from Chatzos Hayom and on. And that's why Ben Beseira Pasul the Karban Pesach that was shechted in the morning Shalol Lishma, because that's a real Karban Pesach. Bizman Karban Pesach. There was it's not a chiddush. Once the whole chiddush is this, is that it's kosher to be brought in the morning. Once you say that it's kosher to be brought in the morning, it's not a chiddush to say that if you do it shalol l'shmo in the morning, it's possible. It's a regular Pesach shalol l'shmo during the zman of Karban Pesach. So it says more my ki'ilu. So why then does Ben Beseira say that if you shechten in the morning, it's ki'ilu, it's brought bein arbayim? What do you mean ki'ilu, it's brought bein arbayim? You hold this is the zman, that this is bein arbayim. The Torah describes the Zman of the Pesach as being Bein Arbaim. So Ben Beseira must assume that the entire day of Erev Pesach is somehow called Bein Arbaim. So why would he say that if it's born in the morning, it says, if it's Bein Arbaim, not as if, it is Bein Arbaim. So it says, Aididam Rabbi Yeshua Ki'ilu, Amri Yunami Ki'ilu. Since Rabbi Yeshua says that when it's brought in the morning of Erev Pesach, it's as if it was brought the day before, so Ben Beseira uses the terminology of Ki'ilu, even though it's not a Ki'ilu, according to Ben Beseira. It's the very definition of Bein Arbayim. So frankly, Gemara, Ihachi Admifli B'Shalol L'Shmo, Liflugubi L'Shmo. But wait, if Ben Becerra actually holds that the Korban Pesach is kosher in the morning of Erev Pesach, why is our Mishnah phrase the machlokes between Ben Becerra and Rabbi Shua about Shalol L'Shmo? That if you bring it Shalol L'Shmo in the morning of Erev Pesach, is it considered a Pesach Shalol L'Shmo, or is it considered a Shlomim Shalol L'Shmo? Why not have the machlokes straight up? Have the machlokes about bringing a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the morning, and and everything would flow from there. Says Gemara, no. If they would have had the machlokas about bringing a Pesach lishmo on Erev Pesach in the morning, hava amina aval b'shalol lishmo modir b'shul ben b'seira. I would have assumed that if when it's brought shalol lishmo, Rabbi Shua agrees to ben b'seira that it's pasul, even though it's not mamish lizman of the Korban Pesach according to Rabbi Shua, because holu mktsasu ra'ui. Because at least part of that very same day is rightly to be brought to bring a Korban Pesach. So therefore, you're not going to say that the Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Shlamim in the morning, when in that very day it could be brought as a Korban Pesach later in the day. So Kamash Mulan, that's why the Mishnah wants to tell me that they even argue about Shalol Shmo. That not only do they argue about bringing Shalol Shmo in the morning, they even argue about bringing it Shalol Shmo in the morning. That Ben Becerra obviously will say that Shalol Shmo is going to be possible because it's a regular Korban Pesach, and the chiddush is that Rabbi Yeshua holds that even though on that very same day it's destined to be brought as a Korban Pesach, when you bring it Shalol Lishmo in the morning, that's like bringing it Shalol Lishmo in the summertime. That it's like bringing it Shalol Lishmo now. It's considered to be like a Korban Shlamim Shalol Lishmo, where it's going to be kosher. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, how could Ben Becerra say that a Korban Pesach could be shechted in the morning? V'haksiv bein harbayim. The pasuk says that you're supposed to bring Korban Pesach bein harbayim. How is the morning bein harbayim? So Amar Lo B'Rei D'Ravilai, bein shnei harbayim. Bein harbayim means between the end of the previous night and the beginning of the next night. It's between the end of Lel Yudalit and the beginning of Lel Tesvav. So the entire daytime is bein harbayim. So says the Gemara, if that's what bein harbayim means, tamid d'chsiv bein harbayim achinamid kul yom kasher, the tamid shel bein harbayim is only brought in the afternoon. We have two Korban Tamids, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. If you're going to tell me Bein Harbayim means all day, so do you mean to tell me the second Korban Tamid you bring each day is any time during the day? It's not only in the afternoon? So it says, no. Hasa midichsiv esakeves echad hasa baboker mechlal de Bein Harbayim, Bein Harbayim mamish. Now, over there, in context, the Torah is telling me you need to bring two Korbanos Tamid, and one of them is in the morning, so I could figure out from context that the one that's Bein Harbayim is only in the afternoon and not in the morning. Says Gemara, how do you figure that out from context? Eimachad b'boker, idach kuleyoma. Maybe keves echad tasa b'boker, and keves hashini, you do the other keves, you do v'ezek keves hashini, tasa bein arbayim, means you could do any time during the day. So you could bring them both all at one shot in the morning, or you could bring one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Maybe the second one is not limited to the afternoon. So says Gemara, we have a drasha. Pasuk says it's a keves echad tasa b'boker. Echad baboker, veloshnayim baboker. That's a drasha to tell me that only one could be brought in the morning. You can't bring two in the morning. Tosfos points out that normally we darshan from the word echad that it needs to be miyuchad shabiedro, that it needs to be a very fine animal that you're bringing as the Korban Tamid. And probably what Tosfos means to say is, what's the other opinion going to do with the word echad? Meaning, what's Rabbi Yeshua going to do with the word echad if Rabbi Yeshua already knows that from Bein Arbayim that the second one is only in the afternoon. So yeah, he'll use Echad just to tell me the Miyuchad Shabiedro. Fine. So says Gemara, another kasha on the Shita, Neiros Tichsiv Bein Arbayim Hachinami Dekul Yom HaKasher, Neiros of the Menorah, it also says Bein Arbayim, it says Valos Aronos HaNeiros Bein Arbayim. You want to tell me that that also means all day? Meaning again, we said that the opinion of Ben Becerra in our Mishnah is that you could shecht the Korban Pesach all day. So we asked, how could you shecht it all day? It says Bein Arbayim. He teaches Bein Arbayim to mean all day. So challenge number one is, what about the fact that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is called Bein Arbayim? That can only be brought in the afternoon. Challenge number two is, the menorah is described as something that's lit Bein Arbayim, and that cannot be lit all day. It's only at the end of the day that we light the menorah. So answer the Gemara, Shaini Hasam, by the menorah it's different. Tichsiv, Me'erev Viad Boker. It says, Me'erev Viad Boker. V'tanya, Me'erev Viad Boker. Tein Lamidasa shetedolakas v'aleches me'erev v'ad boker. That you're supposed to put enough oil in the menorah that it could stay lit from erev ad boker. Davar acher in l'chavod k'sherim me'erev v'ad boker elazo b'lvad. That all the avodas hayom, all the avodas adam, and the kamitzah of the menachos and the ktar of the ktaras are only kosher after the adakas are only kosher prior to the adakas aneros. Once you do adakas aneros and menorah, you can't do any of that other stuff. It is the last avoda of the day. So you see that the hadlaka is at the end of the day, all the way at the end of the day, and it's not kol hayom. So if the Gemara asks weiter, ktoras tichsiv ba bein arbaim. What about the ktoras? It says ubaalos haronas aneros bein arbaim yakti rena ktoras tamin. So bein arbaim is going not only on the neros, it's going on the ktoras as well. Hachinami dekuli yama kasher. Do you want to tell me that that's also kasher all day? So it's a third challenge. It says we're not shiny ketores di iskish leneros. Ketores is different because there's a hekish in the pasuk between ketores and neros. It says uvhalos harnas neros bein arbayim yaktirena. So it's the same pasuk, the same words bein arbayim that it's telling me to be maktir the Ketores, and since Neros can only be at the end of the day, so Ketores can also be at the end of the day. So it's remarkable, right? Meaning we have four different places where it says Bein Arbayim. You have by the Pesach, the Tamid, the Menorah, and the Ketores. And we say, oh, the Taich of the word Bein Arbayim really means all day. But three of the places are an exception. Three out of the four, there's an exception to the rule. The rule only applies by one. The other three are the exception to the rule. And over there, Bein Arbayim only means later in the day. So ask the Gemara, Hasam Namik Siv Sham Tizbachas HaPesach Ba'erev. But just like it says by the Neros, Me Erev Ad Boker, it says by Karban Pesach Ba'erev. So how can you tell me Bein Arbayim means all day? Meaning that should be an exception also, because it says the word Ba'erev. Says Gemara, Hu Li Uchar Davar Hu Da'asa. That when it says erev by Pesach, that's telling us that it is brought later. D'tanya yuuchar davar shenamar bo be'erev ubein arbayim ledavar shlo namar bo ela bein arbayim b'lvad. That when you have to bring both the korban Pesach and the tamid shel bein arbayim, so even though you could have brought the Pesach in the morning, you have all day to bring the korban Pesach. But once the zman hits for tamid shel bein arbayim, which is the afternoon, and now you have two korbanos in front of you, you have the korban Pesach and the tamid shel bein arbayim. Which one should you bring first? So you bring the Tamid first because it only calls it Bein Arbayim, whereas by Korban Pesach it says both Erev and Bein Arbayim. So yes, when it says Bein Arbayim by Korban Pesach, it means all day long, but since the word Erev also appears by Korban Pesach, that teaches me if you waited long enough that it's already the time for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, do the Tamid first and then do the Korban Pesach. Says more, does that make any sense? Have something you could have brought a korban Pesach that you could have brought at 8 a.m. You could have brought it in the morning, and now comes 2 p.m. and it's already time for the tamid, and we're going to say no, it's too early to bring the korban Pesach. You could have brought it 6 hours ago. It was kosher. Now it's too early just because it's the time for the tamid shel bein arbayim. Does that make any sense? Says we're in. It doesn't have to make sense. It needs a precedent. As long as you have a precedent in halacha, then it's not a chiddush. So says Gemara in. Yeah, sure, we have such a din that something could have been done earlier, but if you wait long enough, it now is going to have to be delayed till after something else. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, the halacha is that if you didn't daven musaf and it's already late in the day, mispal shel mincha ve'achar kach mispal shel musafin, that even though you could have daven musaf in the morning, right, you go to hashkamim and you daven musaf very early in the morning, but if you if it's already late in the day, it's already at the time of mincha time, and it's already mincha gedola, and now it's time that you could daven mincha or musaf, daven mincha first, and then you daven musaf, even though the zman of a musaf is all day long. But if you waited that long, you daven mincha first. Tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem. Mincha happens every day. Musaf does not happen every day, and you're gonna do mincha before you do musaf. This is a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Ches, and this is the sheet of the Chachamim. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that musaf always comes first because Rabbi Yehuda holds the zman of tefillas musaf is only ad sheva sha'us b'yom, so mincha goes later into the day. So you want to get musaf done first. But the sheet of the Chachamim is that mincha is going to come first. Okay, but why then does the Torah use the term Bein Arbayim by Ketores and Neros? Meaning, once we already established that Bein Arbayim really means all day long. What about Ketores and Neros where it can only be done in the afternoon? A special drasha that you have by Ketores and Neros. Why do I need a special drasha by Ketores and Neros? Just don't use the words Bein Arbayim, and then I won't need a special drasha. I don't know that Ketores and Neros could only be done in the afternoon. Va'od, another kasha, that Heshev Rebbe Tachas Ben Besera L'Divrei Rebbe Yoshua, that meaning if you want to tell me that Ben Besera actually holds you can bring Korban Pesach all day, even in the morning on Erev Pesach, how does their conversation make sense? That Rebbe responds on behalf of Ben Besera to Rebbe Yoshua, who said that the Pesach that's shechted in the morning, it's ki'ilu was shechted the previous day, that it's totally not the Zman, where he said, lo, you can't compare a Pesach in the morning to a Pesach the previous day. That day 13, on the previous day, there's no time during that day where a Korban Pesach is kosher to be brought. But you're going to say it's going to be the same din on day 14, where at least for half of the day you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach? Well, if you're arguing on behalf of Ben Besera, that's the wrong argument. What do you mean, half of the day you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach? According to Ben Besera, all day you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. V'yemisa, kula ra'uihu. So he's making the whole wrong argument. So that the Gemara just leaves as a kasha. Cannot be that Ben Besera holds that that you could be makar for the Korban Pesach already in the morning. Ella am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, we misunderstood Ben Besera. Posalei Ben Besera Pesach Shchato Barabas or Shachris. Ben Besera holds that you cannot bring a Korban Pesach in the morning. It's Ben Arbayim. Ben Arbayim means the afternoon. It means the afternoon by Ketores. It means the afternoon by Menorah. It means the afternoon by Tamid. It means the afternoon by Pesach as well. That's what the words Ben Arbayim mean. It's just that when you do it Shalol Lishmo in the morning, he said it has a din of a Pesach Shalol Lishmo. But to do it Lishma in the morning, it is not a valid time to bring the Korban Pesach. Bein Lishmo, Bein Shalol Lishmo, that it's going to be possible whether you do it Lishmo because that's just not the right time, or whether you do it Shalol Lishmo, it's going to be possible because it's considered to be a Pesach Shalol Lishmo. Why is it a Pesach Shalol Lishmo if it's not the right time? Holim Mutsasa Ratwi, because it's enough, it's on the same date that you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach. It's on the same day that you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore that's considered a Pesach Shalol Lishmo. It's not considered a Shlomim Shalol Lishmo. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If you hold that in the morning of Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, when are you supposed to be makdish the animal? Megadif par Rabbi Yavo, imkein Pesach kosher leben b'seira eichem shkachasla. If Ben B'seira holds that you're not able to bring a Korban Pesach in the morning, how are you ever going to have a Pesach that's kosher la'akrava? The halacha is, any Korban that's been nidcha from akrava, for any reason that might be, can never become kosher again, even if the reason for the psul goes away. So if you have an animal that was that was not able to be used as a korban because there was some problem with it, then even if that problem goes away, you're still not allowed to use that animal as a korban. So when are you supposed to be mafresh as korban? If you're mafresh it already in the morning on Erev Pesach, so that's it's dachwe at the time that you're mafresh it. It cannot be used as a Pesach because it, nor can it be used as a shlamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a korban that's already hukdash, that's nidcha from the moment it's hukdash, is considered nidcha. V'idafreshemei etmol, and if you were mafreshed already from the previous day, niravinidchahu, then it's something that's niravinidcha, because on the previous day when you were mafreshed, it was at least roi to be used as a shlamim, and then in the morning it's roi for nothing, and now it's gonna be you want to use it now in the afternoon for Korban Pesach. Niravinidcha is even worse, meaning if you hold that when you bring Korban Pesach in the morning, Shalol Lishmo, so then it becomes a Shlomim Shalol Lishmo, which is kosher, so then you don't have this problem of Dichwe. Just be Mafreshin in the morning, it's Ro'i at that point as a Korban Shlomim, or be Mafreshin the day before, it's Ro'i as a Korban Shlomim, and it transitions right from a Korban Shlomim into a kosher Korban Pesach. Right? In the morning it would be a Shlomim, and then in the afternoon it would turn into a Korban Pesach. But if you hold in the morning, it's in no man's land. It can't be used as a Shlomim in the morning, because that's the day of Pesach. But it also can't be used as a Pesach, because it's not yet Ben Arbayim, it's not yet afternoon. Then you run into problems. So then it's going to be Nidcha. So Elam Rabbi Yavo, Tehei La'achar Chatzos. Unbelievable. He says, according to this opinion, you have to say that according to Ben Besera, that you need to be Makdish the animal only after Chatzos. So Abaye Amra Filu Tevim Mitzafra. Abaye says, no, you can even be Makdish it from the morning. Ein Mechusar Zman L'Boba Yom. That we don't consider a Dichui when that very day is, because what's the Psul of Dichui? What's the psul over here that makes it dichoy? Is said it's a mechusar zman. It's not yet the time to bring this korban. You don't call it a mechusar zman when today is the day you're going to bring the korban. You only call it a mechusar zman when you were makdish it before on a date that's earlier than the date it could be brought. But this animal is going to be brought today. That's not called mechusar zman. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Tema Meyorta, that you could even be makdish it the night before. Laila in mechusar zman. Because by Laila there's no mechusar zman. The Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, Lel Shmini Nichlas Adilis Aser. The Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel taught us that a vlad of a behema on the eighth day after it was born could be brought into the pen for Meiser Behema, even though it's only Ratwi La Krava on Yom Hashmini when it's on its eighth day of life and not on the Lel Shmini. But that's not considered Mechusar Zman because the Laila of the coming day is not considered Mechusar Zman. Rabbi Aptoriki, and this is aligned with what Rabbi Aptoriki taught us. To Rabbi Aptoriki Rami, Rabbi Aptoriki, another unusual name here we have in Zvachim. Rabbi Aptoriki asked the following stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Vayishuvas Yam Tachasimo, so it says that for 7 days after the animal is born, you're not allowed to use it as a carbon, but that implies Halayla Chazi, that on the night that follows, you are allowed to use it as a carbon. But then Ksiv, Umi Yom Ashmini Vahalayiratse, that it can only be used as a carbon on the day, on the eighth day. Halayla Lochazi, sounds like the preceding night. It's not right to use as a carbon. Haketzad, so what do we do with that night in between? Laila the Kedusha of Yom Lahartza'ah, that you could already be makdishit on the previous night. You just can't actually shecht it as a carbon. You can't be makrovit as a carbon until the following day. So you see that there's no problem of mechusar zman on the night before, on the same calendar day, on the Jewish calendar, as the day that you're able to be makrovit. So I'm the Rabbi Zeri Labrevo, Lemaksav Rabbi Yochanan, Balei Chayim Nidachin, where Rabbi Yochanan seems to be of the opinion that even before an animal is shechted, it's subject to dichui. That if it becomes pasul, even before it's shechted, then it cannot become kosher again. So Amalei says, that's it. In fact, Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Behema Shal Shnei Shutafin, if you have a Behema that's owned by two partners, Hikdish Chetzio, V'chazav Alaka Chetzio V'Hikdisha, Kedosha V'Eina Kreva. If one of the partners was Makdish, his half of the animal, and then he purchased the other half of the animal, and was then Makdishit, so the animal is Kodesh, but it cannot be brought in the Mizbeach. You have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you're poded it and use the money to buy a different animal that you're going to bring on the Mizbeach. Because at the moment that you were Makdish the first half of the animal, it was Dachui Me Hakrava. It was not something that you could use for Hakrava, because the second half of the animal was still Chulin at that time. So once it was Nidche Sha'achas, once it was Dachui, so then it's Nidche forever. It can never be used as a carbon. But it was a Balchai at that time. So you see that Balchai Mar Nidachin. And another thing about this animal is Va'osa Tmura. Like any other behemoth's kachim, it can make Tmura. That if you say about another behema that it should be the Tmura of this animal, so then that second behema is also has Kedushas Mizbeach, Utmuras Kayotziba. But the din of the Tmura is going to be the same as the din of the original animal, that it has Kedusha, but it cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, because the original animal could not be brought on the Mizbeach. Ushmamina Tras, and we see from Rabbi Yochanan three things. Shmamina Balechayim Nidchin. First of all, we see that Balechayim are Nidchin, that even before the animal is shechted and it's alive, it could be passled from being brought on the Mizbeach forever. Ushmamina Dachui Meikara Hava Dachui. And we see that something that was dachui from its initial kedusha, from the very moment you gave it kedusha in the first place, that's considered dachui, meaning there is a svara to say, and a shita that holds, that dachui only applies when something was ra'ui and then was rejected, only then is it dachui forever. But if it was dachui meyakara, it was just waiting till it becomes kasher, and then you could just say it will become kasher. Now you see that dachui meyakara from its original hektish is considered dichui, ushmamina yesh dichui. And you also see that there's dichoy with something that only has kedushas tamim and does not have kedushas aguf, because a behema that's half kodesh because one of the shutfim decided to make it kodesh only has kedushas tamim, because it's not the kedusha cannot be mispashet on the other half of the animal, because it doesn't belong to the same owner. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a din of dichoy. So you see that we don't say kedushas tamim is not strong enough to have a psul of dichoy. Even kedushas tamim has a psul of dichoy. So now the Gemara gives a couple of cases where dichoy applies. Amru lam Rabbi Yochanan, achal chaylev. Let's say a guy did an aver b'shogeg, he ate chaylev, so he's chayv to bring korban chatos. V'hifrish korban, and then he was mafrish a korban. And then, v'hemir das. Then he decided he's converting to Christianity. He decided that he's giving up on the religion. Now, as a mumar, he's not able to bring a korban. So at that moment, his korban became pasul because he's a mumar. And then, v'chazar bo. Seriously, make tshuva, there's a dafyomi coincidence. Then he does tshuva, right? He does tshuva, he decides he's not a mumar anymore. So hal v'nidcha yidacha, that since at the time that he was a mumar, he was nidcha from bringing this korban was nidcha me'akrava, that korban cannot be used again. So when he does tshuva, he's going to have to bring a different korban as his chatas. He's going to have to designate a different animal as his korban chatas. Itmar nami, yom rabbi yom yom rabbi yavo, yom rabbi yochanan, achal chelev v'ifrish korban v'nishtata. Similarly, if a person ate chelev and then he was mafrish a korban, and then he became a shaita, chazav v'nishtata, and then he became sane again, hal v'nidcha yidacha. Since as a shaita, he couldn't bring the korban, that he's going to have to bring a different animal. Utrichi, why do I need both of these cases? Diashmin kamais, if you only would have told me the case where he became a mumar, mishum du dachinaf shabi adayim, I would say that, he himself rejected himself by becoming a mumar, so that's a stronger dichoy, and that's going to be a permanent dichoy. Avalach de meli itchi kiyashin dami. But in the case where he became a shota, that wasn't his fault, that happened on its own. So maybe that's just like a guy going to sleep where he loses das while he's asleep, and therefore it's not considered a real dichoy. Viashmin hachin, if it only would have told me the case of a shota, mishum dein biadulachzor. A shota doesn't have the capacity, the ability to just snap out of it. He's a shota until he gets a refuah. Avalach de yesh biadulachzor imlo. But a person can always become a bal tshuva. It's always biadulachzor. He always has the ability to do tshuva. Even a hero tshuva will allow him to bring the karban. So tzricha. So therefore, we need to be told both cases of dichoy. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, achal chelev yifrish karban. What about the following case? A guy ate chelev, was mafresh a karban, horu bezin shchelev mutter. After he was mafresh a karban, the bezin came out of the pesach that the chelev that he ate was mutter, that it's kosher. So he doesn't need to bring karban anymore. Then v'chazuban. And then a week later, the bezin came out of the pesach. Whoops, we made a mistake. It was really chelev. So mahu, can he use that karban? The karban was nidcha during the time when he didn't have to bring it because the pesach halacha was that it was mutter. So mi avidachoy, oh alo avidachoy. Do we consider that dachoy or not? So amlei usaba ki pasach Rabbi Yochanan b'dchuyin meha pasach. When Rabbi Yochanan would start the sugi of dichoy, he would start with that case. That was the example of dichoy. Why is that the example of dichoy? My taima hasam gavri idchi karban lo idchi hachu karban nami idchi. By the mumar, by the shota, it was a problem with the bailim. The karban wasn't really nidcha, but this is where the whole karban, the whole chi of karban was nidcha. So this is an even better example of dichoy. That's why he would start the sugi with that. Amar Shimon ben Azayin mekublarim bishim shnayim zaken. Now Shimon ben Azayin said, I heard from 72 zaken that a karban ola is also pasul shalol lishma. Lama l'isa shimon shnayim zaken. Why does he say shimon shnayim zaken? He should have said zakenim. Well, dekula b'chadashit zavu kaimi. All 72 zakenim were ki'ishecha. They all held the same shita. Some say the shitim west is gives b'chadashaita. At the same time, they said this. So lo hos ben Azayin ela ola. When ben Azayin says the only karbanos that you eat that are going to be pasul shalol lishma are pesach and chatas. So what he was changing was that an ola shalol lishma is also pasul because an ola is not a karban that you eat. So Amar Rav Huna my time at the ben Azayin. Where do you get the idea that an ola is pasul shalol lishma? Because the pasuk says olu yishay reich nuchach lashem he lishma ksheir shalol lishma psul. The fact that it says he is a miut. So Hashem namik siv behu by Hashem also says who. The who that it says by Hashem is after Haktar Seimurim, and the very Haktar of the Murim is not Ma'akev, so certainly the Lishma is not going to be Ma'akev. Hainami lachar Haktar Seimurim Udukhsev, but by the Ola it's also after Haktar Seimurim. No, Trehu Ksivi, it says who twice. Gabi Hashem Nami Trehu Ksivi, by Hashem it also says who twice. So it says, there must be a second source of Ben Azayin. El Ben Azayin b'kal v'chomer, Maisla. Ben Azayin derived from b'kal v'chomer. Uma chata sheina kal l'shchata shlo l'shma psula. If a chatas which is not entirely burnt on the Mizbeach has a psula of shlo l'shma, Ola she kal lo kal shkein, Ola which is entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, should all the more so have a psula of shlo l'shma. Says Mar Mal chata shkein mechaperis. Maybe chatas has a psula of shlo l'shma because it's so spiritually sensitive, because it's mechaper. Pesach chichiach, well, carbon Pesach is not mechaper, and it has a psula of shlo l'shma. Yeah, but Mal Pesach shkan zman o kavua, but a Pesach has such a set minimal time. Well, chatas tuchiach, chatas doesn't have a set minimal time, and it is a psula of shlo l'shma. V'chazor adin lo rizak rizav, v'lo rizak rizav, tzad ha-shav shben, shein kachim, shchatzim, both Chatos and Pesach are Kachim, and if you shach them Shalashma are Pasul, Saf ani Yavi Ola, Shehi Kachim, Shchata Shalashma Psula. So the Ola is likewise is going to be Pasul when you shach the Shalashma. But can you learn from that Sad Hashavim? Al Sad Hashavim, Sad Kares. A Chatos is brought for something that you Chayiv Kares, and a Pesach you Chayiv Kares for not bringing. And what does that have to do with an Ola? Well, Benazai Sad Kares Lo Paruch. He doesn't think that that's a Pirchan, the Kalv Chomer. Well, Ashram Nami Laisi, and Ashram also should be included in the, from that same Sad Hashavim. Ashram Paruch, Malat Sad Hashavim, Shkin Shkin Yeshim, Betzibur, Kabi Yachid. By a carbon Ashram, the Pesach and Chatos can be a carbon Tzibur, and Ashram cannot be, and therefore Ashram is excluded. V by Yisema, or maybe there's a third source for Ben Azai. Tzad Kares Nami Parich. This Tzad Hashavah doesn't work because Pesach and Chatos both have a Tzad Kares. How does Ben Azai know that that an Ola Shlo Shmo is Pasul? Ben Azai, Gemara Gamirla. He had a tradition. V'adukam Rav Huna, Kal V'chomer, Lo Amar L'chadid B'Talmidav. When Rav Huna said it was a Kal V'chomer, he was just being Mechadid the Talmidim, but it's not something that he seriously held. Okay, from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great Shabbos.